Hey everyone, thanks for tuning back to episode 2 of DEFCON Paranormal. Last week we covered the hauntings at Fort Leavenworth, and this week we're heading a little further south into Texas. Remembered for the cry that sprung from it, remember the Alamo. We look to examine the paranormal side of the Alamo in San Antonio, Texas. Once a missionary converted to a fort to now a historical site, for thousands of visitors every year, the paranormal's just another day. So grab your raccoon skin hat and bowie knife and get to explore the paranormal side of Texas history. Before we get into the paranormal history of the Alamo, let's look at the cold hard facts that we know. What is now known as the Alamo was a Catholic missionary founded by the Spanish on the San Antonio River. It was founded by Franciscan missionaries led by Fray Antonio de Alavarez, and the missionary was named San Antonio de Valero Mission. Its purpose was to Christianize and indoctrinate the indigenous people of the Southwest to Spanish and Catholic culture. It was also meant to preemptively limit further French westward expansion, as the French had already settled in the state of Louisiana. The building we see today that we refer to as the Alamo is the chapel, which was built in 1744. The complex consisted of the chapel, small dwellings for residents, stores, and workshops. Eventually, by the end of the 1700s, the religious mission ended and the Spanish turned it into a fort. The first unit assigned to the newly minted fort was a cavalry unit, called the Flying Company of San Carlos de Paras. The soldiers who made up the cavalry unit were from Alamo del Paras and Coahuila, Mexico. As a result, the locals would call the Spanish complex the Alamo after those cavalry men. Control of the fort would be fought over between the Mexicans and Spanish during the War of Mexican Independence. Once Mexico gained independence, they would occupy the fort from 1821 to 1835. Throughout the years under Mexican control, the government of Mexico City encouraged immigrants to come and settle the land of what we now know as Texas. By the end of the 1820s, Anglo-American settlers had outnumbered Mexican citizens in the territory. For a multitude of reasons that will not be covered in this podcast, Texans of both Mexican and American backgrounds decided to take up arms and rebel against the Mexican government. In December of 1835, the rebels would take control of the Alamo complex. And now we get to what the Alamo is most known for, the siege that was laid by the Mexican army under the command of General Santa Anna. Beginning on February 23rd, Santa Anna and his 5,000 troops would conduct a 13-day siege on the Texans garrisoned at the Alamo. Throughout the siege, 1,544 Mexicans died in battle, and as we all remember from history class, all 187 Texan men defending the site were killed in action. Only women and children survived the conflict with the Mexicans. Eventually, the Texan army led by Sam Houston, inspired by the sacrifice of the Alamo, would rally around the cry, "Remember the Alamo," and would ultimately defeat Mexico and establish the Republic of Texas. Then in 1845, Texas would officially become member of the United States, but the history of the Alamo does not end there. Now, even up to the 21st century, people report seeing spirits tied to the old missionary and tied to the conflict of the siege to still haunt the grounds and surrounding area. If you think about it, hauntings at the Alamo isn't really that shocking. It's a site that has existed for hundreds of years, has experienced many deaths. Almost 2,000 alone just from the siege of Santa Anna. Some of the earliest hauntings started days after the siege. The story goes that after the Texans were defeated, General Santa Anna ordered his troops to burn down the chapel. Santa Anna wanted to make sure there was nothing that could inspire the Texans and take away any monument that could inspire further rebellions. So he ordered one of his generals, General Andrade, to carry out the action. General Andrade ordered his men to carry out the burning, and no sooner than he had sent them, they had returned. According to the men, they could not burn down the chapel because as soon as they attempted to, six spirits holding flaming swords prevented the action and would not let them advance onto the chapel. Spooked, the men quickly fled and reported what they saw to their commanding officer. Not believing them, General Andrade went to the chapel to burn it down himself and to see what had happened. As soon as he arrived, he encountered not six spirits, but a single tall male spirit holding balls of fire in his hands. Confirming what his troops had told them, that the site had protection that seemed to extend beyond this realm, General Andrade quickly fled. People believe that these spirits were old Franciscan monks protecting a holy site. Others believe it was the slain Texans getting their last revenge on the Mexicans. But after further research, it seems this appears to fall more in the realm of legend rather than fact. After archaeological research, Brian Simmons of Baylor University noted that it did appear that Andrade did carry out the order. Upon further evaluation, it appeared that the cannon rack and the barracks near the chapel were burnt down. If there was spirits there, it appeared they were not that much of a deterrence. Another haunting visitors and employees have reported is the Lady in Blue. Her story goes that she appeared during the siege of Alamo to a particular unnamed soldier. She told the soldier they had to deliver a message, of which we do not know the details, to a general. As soon as she delivered this message to the man, she disappeared right before his eyes. Even to this day, people claim to see a lady in blue wandering the grounds of the Alamo. Though the siege is long over, some soldiers are still trying to carry out their duties. People have seen a man in a full cowboy getup, appearing to be soaking wet even on a dry day. People have seen this cowboy in the gardens near the mission. People believe this man to be one of Colonel Travis's dispatchers that was tasked with to get assistance for the upcoming Mexican siege. Not only do Texans haunt the Alamo, but many people have claimed members of the Mexican army still appear. The most notable Mexican ghost is that of General Manuel Fernandez de Castrillon. He was a general who was part of Santa Anna's staff and one of the few Mexican officers that was against the final siege of the Alamo. After the siege, six Texans had surrendered and were brought before General Fernandez de Castrillon. Sympathetic to these men, he offered them protection and told them he would plead their case for clemency in front of General Santa Anna. Santa Anna would reject Castrillon's pleas and would have his troops slash the six Texans to death. To this day, people have seen Castrillon walking the old battlefield, hands clasped behind his back, with a pained expression on his face, forever regretting his failure to prevent unnecessary deaths at the Alamo. In addition to adults, children are known to wander the grounds as well. Two in particular, one believed to be John Philby and another unnamed blonde-haired boy. As for John, it's believed that John was a drummer boy for the Texan army and was killed during the siege. If you are wandering the mission at night, you may hear John still playing his drums as there appears to be music coming from empty rooms, similar to that of a drummer boy's cadence. But as for the child with the blonde hair, you can see him looking out the window of the gift shop. His story is that he did escape the Alamo, but his father died in battle. It's believed the blonde hair boy continues to revisit the grounds in hopes of finding the father that he had lost. If children and soldiers are not enough for you, some people say that you can see the Duke or John Wayne pop in from time to time. You may be wondering, Why would a legendary actor like John Wayne stop by at the Alamo? Well, in the 1960s, Wayne did star and direct a 1960s film called The Alamo. During the project, John became extremely fascinated with the history of the Texans' famous stand. He was fascinated so much that he would immerse himself in the history of the battle and would lead to building an almost exact replica of the chapel in nearby Brackettsville to film the movie. Because he spent so much energy and so much emotional investment into the history of the Alamo, it's believed that this caused his spirit to be imprinted there. People said, besides seeing John, you can see him talking to other spirits, believed to be the men who died at the Alamo, paying his admiration and respect for them. Besides the specific hauntings that we've mentioned, people have claimed general haunts that you might imagine with a site of war. Across the site, people have reported hearing gunfire, disembodied voices, phantom footsteps, and when no one else is around, moans of troops that had been shot and wounded. As a specific sound related to the combat, people say you can hear a trumpet playing El Duelo. El Duelo is the song played by trumpets that the Mexican army used to give notice to the men garrisoned at the Alamo that no quarter would be provided to the men. Besides the sounds of a battle, if you go anywhere in Alamo Plaza near the site, you're probably going to encounter some type of haunt. Most of the surrounding area was part of the overall larger Alamo complex and has been torn down and replaced with modern buildings. Bookstores, playgrounds, and hotels have all reported some type of haunting if they're facing the mission. Bookstores have reported seeing books fly off the shelves, unexplained footsteps, and stores have reported similar occurrences as well. So next time you're in San Antonio, make sure you look out for the ghostly visitors of the Alamo. Make sure you recognize the men of both sides who fought bravely for a cause they believed in. Pay your respects to an event that inspired Texas lore. And if you're lucky, you may just see someone like the Duke himself wandering the grounds. So that concludes episode number 2. I hope you enjoyed. I look forward to you coming back next week for episode 3. And remember, if you have any questions, comments, feedback, make sure you let me know. And don't forget to rate, download, and review this episode.